From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, May 7th. Kathy Darling Allen has overseen 40 elections as Shasta County's clerk and registrar of voters. After serving decades in office, she's retiring.
When I first started, the retiring assistant registrar said, "This work is never boring." And she was right. Very, very correct.
Darling Allen was recently diagnosed with heart failure and announced she would be retiring this month in order to focus on her health. Her last day in office was May 4th.
I am grateful for my ability to serve the community, and I'm really grateful for all the support that I've gotten over the last 6 months. That's been really surprising and wonderful.
Shasta County has seen an intense political divide in recent years, including the Board of Supervisors' attempt to move to hand-counting ballots amid unfounded claims of voter fraud. Darling Allen said though her time as registrar was tumultuous, she's grateful for her years in office and her ability to serve her community. Darling Allen also shared some of her history in the county and insights into its political climate over the years with NSPR. Hear more on this coming up later in headlines. Stay tuned. For now, more than 100 students, faculty, and community activists gathered on Chico State's campus yesterday in a walkout for Palestine. NSPR's Alex Stutson has the story.
People sat inside a circle of cardboard rectangles, painted to resemble the bulletproof vests worn by journalists in Gaza. Many were printed with the names and pictures of journalists killed there since the conflict began. Each vest had a Palestinian flag planted in the ground next to it, rippling in the breeze. The walkout was organized by Students for Justice in Palestine Chico, or SJP Chico. It's a part of their campaign demanding the university issue a resolution calling for a ceasefire. Dr. Lindsay Briggs, a professor at the university, spoke at the event. She's been working with SJP Chico on their campaign and speaking up for students who may not feel comfortable speaking up themselves.
Those students tend to be students of color. And as a predominantly white institution, they are at unique risk for activism sort of purposes, especially in this fever pitch right now.
Others read poems and led ceremonial group dances. Bayan Jabari, a first-generation Palestinian American, spoke at the event. Her grandparents were affected by the 1948 Nakba, which displaced thousands of Palestinians when the modern state of Israel was founded. She said she was inspired to become a vocal activist in the wake of Hamas's attack on October 7th.
For me, I said, did I want to sit on the sideline and watch humanity change this world, or did I want to be part of that fight after what my family has gone through?
An academic senator briefly spoke at the meeting, highlighting that the Senate will be discussing a proposed ceasefire resolution at its next meeting later this week. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
At tonight's city council meeting, Chico may formalize a deal with the county to fund a new sobering center. The funds would primarily come from a settlement with pharmaceutical companies, who paid local governments for their role in the opioid epidemic. According to the council agenda, council members will consider allocating more than $350,000 of its opioid funds to support the center. The center would primarily serve residents in Chico and Oroville. The council meets tonight at 6. And the California Attorney General cleared the Shasta County District Attorney of wrongdoing in a January letter sent to the then-chair of the Board of Supervisors. Patrick Jones had asked the AG's office to look into Stephanie Bridget's handling of the case against Pacific Gas and Electric for its role in starting the 2020 Zog fire. But she didn't know about the AG's letter until last week. The letter said the AG's office found no evidence of misconduct. But Jones didn't share the letter, and Bridget didn't receive a copy until last week. As NSPR's Ken Duvall reports, she chose to make it public.
The DA told the Ready Record Searchlight, quote, "I would have liked to receive a copy of the letter when it was sent. Upon receipt of the letter, I determined it needed to be released to the public to bring closure."
Supervisor Tim Garman decreed what he sees as a lack of transparency and told the Record Searchlight he wonders if there was a political motive in withholding the letter before the March primary. Also, Highway 70 commuters will be disappointed to learn that the road will no longer reopen to one-way traffic as of yesterday evening. According to Caltrans, storm damage over the weekend prevented crews from clearing the road ahead of yesterday's scheduled reopening. The closure from Jarbo Gap to the Greenville Y in Plumas County has been in place since February after a major storm. There is currently no estimate of when the highway will reopen. Finally, after serving Shasta County for over 20 years as its clerk and registrar of voters, Kathy Darling Allen is retiring. The county has seen national scrutiny as of late after officials attempted to move to hand-counting ballots amid unfounded claims of voter fraud. NSPR spoke with Darling Allen about her experiences leading the elections office over the last two decades.
When I first started, the retiring assistant registrar said, "This work is never boring." And she was right. Very, very correct. But it's always interesting. There's always something new. You're helping your community to petition their government through the ballot. And that's a profoundly important activity. And so it's really gratifying. It's also a really complex, really demanding work. It's fundamentally important, right? The right of franchise is the right upon which all others are based for us as Americans.
So over your time in the county, what kind of trends have you seen in local politics?
What we're seeing, I think, in general, is a reflection of what's happening at the federal level and at the national level. I think come January, we're going to have two new supervisors sworn in, and we may have a different, calmer turn. I certainly hope so, but I really also hope that the members of the community that have become involved and made their voices heard at a really important, crucial time continue to be involved. Even a board that's running smoothly needs witnesses and needs observers and needs the public engaged. The folks who we elect at the local levels, those are some of the most important elections a voter can have their voice heard in. And so I hope that that part continues.
Could you talk a little bit about your decision to retire now and kind of your plans going forward?
In October, I got a really bad virus. And as it turns out, that virus attacked my heart. And I ended up being diagnosed with heart failure the weekend after Thanksgiving. Normally, heart failure is something that comes on fairly gradually. You know, if you have high blood pressure and you have all these other cardiac symptoms, none of which I've had. The silver lining of that is theoretically my heart should be able to heal itself. And it is already performing a lot better than it was in November. But the way that you attack heart failure, the treatment plan essentially is four-pronged: diet, exercise, medication, and stress reduction. And that last one is the key. There's just no way I can do this job at 20% or 75%. It demands your full attention. And the voters deserve that. At the same time, my family deserves to have me alive and here. So I made the very difficult decision that I had to retire.
Do you have any advice for whomever will fill your seat next?
Someone gave me a hard hat with a beautiful American eagle on it, and I may need to pass that on. It's incredibly rewarding work, but there really isn't a lot of discretion, and I think that's the part that the board doesn't comprehend. All you can do is follow the law, right? That's what we do as public servants. And when we don't like the law, there are channels that we go through to change the law. Schoolhouse Rock has a really cool video some of these guys should watch. For whoever takes the job of county clerk needs to understand their role. And I assume anyone who applied for that job would understand that.
That was Kathy Darling Allen, the former clerk and registrar of voters for Shasta County, speaking with NSPR. Darling Allen's final day in office was May 4th. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, May 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.